Well, the Missouri Municipal League has been around since 1934, so 83 years, about 650 municipalities and about 6,000 municipal officers that are involved. That includes mayors, council members, and city clerks, etc. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me to talk a little bit about what the Municipal League does and also some of their priorities, we have on my left the mayor of Hazelwood, who is essentially the president of the league, Matthew Robinson. On my right, we have the deputy director, Richard Sheets, and Dan Ross is also here, who's the executive director. Mayor Matthew Robinson of Hazelwood, great to see you, as always, here in Jefferson City. You presided over your first meeting today. What can you tell us about the Municipal League and some of the work you guys have done, not just now, but in years past?
In my 25 years with the Missouri Municipal League, I've enjoyed learning a lot of different things of how to approach different issues, networking with different communities throughout the state. Some communities may have problems on one side of the state that are very familiar with something that's going on the other side, which narrows down to Jeff City, which comes to sometimes legislation, which Richard Sheets is our expert at, government affairs. And it's a high priority of the Municipal League to stay on top of legislative issues that are important to municipalities. And when I say important to municipalities, they help restore. It helps protect the resources that we have in municipalities. There's always somebody out there that wants to take certain things away or certain rights that municipalities have that we as a Municipal League to stand up together and try and fight for, not only locally here at Jeff City, but federal level too, that we have to stand up for.
Yeah, you're honored to do this because you come from a long line of public servants. Your father was the mayor of Hazelwood, Glennon Robinson, for years, as I recall. I mean, he was around for as long as I can ever remember.
Yeah, it goes back a long way. As Jay Nixon says, he grew up in a family of politicians too, but I had that same experience of answering the telephone that Jay did when he was a kid. So I did start early and learn those municipal issues early on in the 70s. So
yeah, absolutely. Again, that is the mayor of Hazelwood. Let me move over to Richard Sheets, who is the deputy director, and we'll get back to Glenn and then get a comment from Dan Ross as well and then wrap up with just a quick comment about Hazelwood. Richard, as you know, as we record this, I'll work on a story for next week or sometime in December. As we record this, pre-filing a bill starts tomorrow, which is December the 1st. So we don't know everything that's going to be pre-filed. For instance, I'm working on a story now about industrial hemp, and it's really hard to write it without seeing the actual bill. To give an example, I just know something is going to be filed, but I need to see the language, obviously. You have a couple of priorities, and one of them is SB5, that municipal court bill. Senator Emery is going to file something on that, but that's really a priority for your organization.
It is. A couple of years ago, Senate Bill 5 was passed, and there was a lot of passion about that bill. It really disrupted a lot of our municipal courts, and it was the unintended consequences that came from a bill that kind of moved quickly through the session, and those kind of consequences don't come out till after a bill is passed. And our priority is to fix that, fix those problems and make our municipal courts function like they need to function.
So really the angle you guys are looking at is right now, if let's say you're needed in – not you, but let's say someone's needed to go to municipal court for a traffic ticket or warrant, there's no mandatory – no requirement they show up. Is that right or something like that?
Well, sure, they have to show up. They're mandatory to show up. But if they don't show up, you can't issue a summons.
Okay.
And so there's no incentive to come back for a traffic ticket. And it may be, a pretty excessive ticket. Mm-hmm. So and then it also the word gets out, why should I come back? Because there's no penalty for failure to appear. So that kind of bleeds over to other issues that folks may just not come back to municipal court. It just takes the I think it kind of diminishes the authority of our municipal courts. It's a public safety issue, law enforcement issue. It's really important.
So that's a top priority for your organization. Senator Emery, who's from Lamar, is going to file that?
Well, he has promised to file that, and we'll see tomorrow.
Okay, absolutely. Transportation, huge issue in the rural areas, huge issue in the cities. I've gone to probably a half dozen hearings. I was just down in Cape Girardeau, and I didn't get to go to that hearing, but I was down there working on another story and interviewed Senator Libla. Missouri's transportation gas tax hasn't been raised since 1996. Actually, it was 92. It kicked in 96. And the organization, Municipal League, your organization supports a gas tax increase.
We do. Our municipal officials understand that our transportation network, the state network, is vital to our economy. That's how we move goods. That's how our citizens move about, and that's how our tourism works. And again, it's another public safety issue. We're really concerned about the failure of bridges and roads and the lives that might be lost. Our municipal officials are extremely concerned about this and really see the need to bring our funding in line with other states and keep and maintain our transportation network.
And we'll see what happens. I know that one probably won't be filed. There may be something filed tomorrow, but really we'll have to see what happens in the final report that comes up at December the 31st. Anything you would like to add, Richard, about, Mayor Robinson obviously has presided for his first meeting today. Anything you'd like to add about Municipal League or about the 2018 session? Because it's going to be a big one. We've got a lot of lawmakers who are termed out. And we just don't know. We don't know what's going to be filed. There could be some – there's always curveballs every year that we're not expecting.
Well, that's certainly true. And our main priority is keeping decisions at the local level. Let Mayor Robinson make those decisions that he was elected to make. And there's always a lot of pressure to take away those local decisions and put it in the hands of our state legislature or even the private sector. So most of the issues that we work on is to retain and keep those decisions at the local level, and that's probably our top priority.
Yeah. Well, I can remember that those local health ordinances in North Missouri on these CAFOs and stuff. There's been efforts to take that away at the state legislature over the years. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. How long have you been at Municipal League? I've seen you around forever.
Yeah, I've been there 37 years. Started in 1980. And what's so fascinating about League work, we deal with so many various issues, but also the people around the state is just a very rewarding career.
Dan, let me get a quick comment from you, and then I'll get a comment from the mayor, and then we'll wrap up. Dan, of course, has been involved in state government for years, heavily involved, well-respected, and an IT guy, knows computers as well as anybody I've seen. Dan, anything you would like to say about the Municipal League, anything about the priorities or the session coming up, feel free.
Well, as Richard said, we're about helping cities be successful, and to that end, because when cities are successful, their citizens are happy and have the products and services they need. There's been a lot of move in recent years to preempt local decision-making and supply or replace that with one-size-fits-all type legislation, which doesn't work in Missouri. Kansas City's different than our smallest city, which is 10 citizens, and that local control, local decision-making is so important. Citizens really rely on their local government. We're the closest to the people. We're the level of government that is trusted, if you will, and sometimes we get painted with that broader brush, which is not accurate.
Yeah. Anything you'd like to add? You've been around a long time. You've seen a lot of sessions, and as I said to Richard, you always have bills that are priorities, and then you have bills that are curveballs, and then every year you can pre-file up until like March. We'll see bills in March we don't even think about in January, every year.
Well, that's true. I worked for state government for nearly 40 years before coming here, and we would track 5 or 6, maybe 10 bills. But here at the Municipal League, we're tracking between 300 to 500 bills on a given year, and not all of them are going to pass, but any one of them could, grow into something different than it was started and be an issue for cities. So there's lots of challenges, and then among city officials, there's lots of really hardworking neighbors of yours that work every day to make their city better.
Anything you'd like to add on that?
Well, you know, Mayor Robinson is a good example of someone that's dedicated years and years of their life to their fellow citizens, and I think get mischaracterized as either all rich or have a tremendous retirement system. That's not accurate. You know, these people donate their time and efforts on behalf of their neighbors.
And sometimes take a lot of verbal abuse, depending on where they're at. Obviously, I've seen some of that over the years at various meetings. Mayor Robinson, we'll wrap it up with you. Hazelwood, I know, is doing well. There was a guy named Buzz Westfall that you knew very well, and I had a chance to interview him. He said something about 25 years ago that I never forgot. He said, there's still life north of Page. And that applies today. You know, you don't hear too much about North County, but boy, the growth. You've got an Amazon, basically an Amazon distribution center up there in the old North Park area. And the Blues still practice in the Mills Mall. Your city's doing pretty well.
Yeah, we still have the Blues practicing at the Mills Mall. The Mills Mall's not doing as great as it once was, which reflects on sales tax coming into the city, which is not only a problem for Hazelwood, but also a problem for Missouri municipalities. As being president, that's one of the things that is important to the Municipal League and all municipalities, is that we do some type of use tax for Internet sales that's affecting our retail business all over the state and the nation. Something's got to change there. Our revenues have dropped over the years, and then we need to fight and keep those revenues that we have and keep them afloat and make sure the legislature knows how important some of those things are to us. As far as the city of Hazelwood itself, we've been moving along pretty good since the last 2 years up until about the last year or so. We had a lot of interest in development. Well, with North Point moving into Hazelwood Logistics area and taking over that site, they've fulfilled their commitment to build, I think they have 6 new buildings up there. Aviator Business Park also is about 50% filled, and that's on the 160-acre lot of the Ford site that was closed years ago. But just to recap everything, Hazelwood's doing great. Our residents are happy. We keep that verbal abuse down as much as we can. Certainly that gets, everybody's got a right to their own opinion as a citizen. But as far as North County, I think we're doing great. I think there's a lot of great things that are in front of us. There's a lot of collaboration on trying to bring resources together and try and make things work better and more efficiently for municipalities and see what we can do work with that. So working with neighbor mayors and so forth to make that thing make those things happen in North County.
Yeah. Final question. Boeing is still a huge presence. I still call it McDonnell Douglas, but I've seen some of the articles in the Post and some of the pictures. There's a huge, it looks astronomical plane that's going to be built, if it's not already, in your town. And it's a Boeing, it's a huge plane, bigger than anything I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's a portion of that plant is in our town. Okay. Just makes majorly the road going to it. It's actually in a neighboring city, Berkeley. Boeing spreads across Berkeley, Bridgeton, and Hazelwood. Yeah. And so parts of the planes are in different manufacturing, different areas. But, that's a big thing. They did the ribbon cutting last year for the building. They're up in operation as of last fall. And they're doing pretty good. And Boeing's always got good news of sales of different planes to different portions of the world. And we're always looking for that new news conference to come out and bring better jobs to the North County area.
President Kennedy even was at that plant back in the 1960s. I remember reading about it. I wasn't around those days.
Mission.
Exactly. That's exactly.
Celebrating the Mercury mission at the time McDonnell Douglas had a portion of the Mercury building that spaceship.
Absolutely. Anything you'd like to add? I know you've got a lot on your plate and you got to make it back to St. Louis. Anything you'd like to add, sir, feel free.
No, just look forward to representing the Missouri Municipal League and working with our fine staff that we have, our executive director on down. They do a wonderful job with helping out communities. We've got a lot of municipalities that change hands, not only as elected officials, mayor and council members, but we've got city clerks and city managers that change hands, and some of them are new and fresh off the bat, and they call Missouri Municipal League for advice on how to handle issues and policy issues throughout the state of Missouri and get the history of how to handle things. So I look forward to working with them and bringing us into the future of 2018.